So today we're going to study, as we continue in Korban Pesach, the case of a Korban Pesach that was shechted l'shem chulin.
Should I close the door?
Yeah, please. Thank you. Now the Mishnah doesn't address this explicitly. The Mishnah says the following. This is in Psachim on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. So we'll open up to that Mishnah. And the Mishnah says the following. HaPesach sheshachto shelo l'shma. So it doesn't say exactly whether it was l'shem chulin or not. Maybe it was l'shem a different zevach. The kibel, he accepted the dam. V'holach, he was molech the dam v'zorak, and he throws it onto mizbeach. Shelo l'shma. Etc., etc. Possible. So there are other cases here that we're not going to get into now, which is called a combination of Lishma and Shalom Lishma. But basically, the Mishnah is not talking about a case where he shechted L'shem Chulin, but rather Shalom Lishma and the Lashon HaMishnah always means for the sake of a different Zevach, a different Karban. Like if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ad Pesach Sheshachto Shalom Lishma is L'shem Shlom. So he didn't shecht it for the purpose of a Korban Pesach, but rather for the purpose of a Korban Shlomim. Now, if we take a look at the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechtas Zvachim, the Mishnah says, Kol HaZvachim SheNizbechu Shelo Lishman Ksherim. So we already know that there's a general rule that applies to Kodshim, and that Pesach is the exception to the rule, because as far as the general rule is concerned, in all Zvachim, Shalom Lishma is kosher. So for example, Rashi says, if he shechted in Ola, L'shem Shlomim, it's kosher. Chutz, min HaPesach v'achatos. There are two exceptions to this rule, where Shalom Lishma passels the Korban. One is Chatos, and the other is Pesach, and Rashi adds, Shehem Psulim Legamri, V'yol Flavi Gemara. So in the cases of Pesach and Chatos, Shalom Lishma is possible. So if you shechted a Chatos or a Pesach, L'shem Shlomim, it's possible. Then the Mishnah continues and says, HaPesach Bizmano, V'achatos Bechol Zman. Does when is there psul of Korban Pesach Shalom Lishma if he shechted l'shem Shlomim? That's only at the time of Shechitas HaPesach, which would be midday on Erev Pesach on Yudal Ben Nisan. Aval Kodem Lachen, earlier, or V'yachem Ikeno, later, Kaimalon, the Gemara later on here in Zvachim establishes that Pesach B'Shar Yimos HaShomim Shlomim Hu, V'dino Kishlomim. So the only time that the Pesach has a Shem Pesach, because basically Pesach is a Korban Shlomim, but it takes on this unique personality of a Pesach during the time of its Shechita, which is from midday on Erev Pesach until nightfall. Before that or after that, it has the status of Shlomim. So this halacha of Shalom Lishma is irrelevant, because Shalom Lishma means Yishechted L'Shem Shlomim, and that's exactly what it is. But Pesach Bizmano is a Korban Pesach, and if Yishechted L'Shem Shlomim, it's possible. And Chatos is B'chol Zman, but we said that if Yishechted a Korban Chatos L'Shem Shlomim, that's possible. That's at any time, because the Chatos doesn't change, its status is not limited to any particular moment in time. Now what we'd like to do is take a look at a Rambam. The Rambam is in the 15th Perek.
I have it in front of me.
You have yours. And it's the 15th Perek of Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim. Okay. So we'll start first with Halacha Aleph, and we'll move slowly. The Rambam Halacha Aleph establishes that Kol HaZvachim SheNishbechu B'machsheves Shinui Hashem Ksherim. And then he says, Chutz min HaChatos VaPesach She'im Nasu B'machsheves Shinui Hashem Psulim. The Echad HaMashan HaShem HaZevach B'Shashchito O b'shas kabbalah, o b'shas halacha, b'shas zrika, kibo shebiyar. So the Rambam gives a case of shachat, ola l'shem shlamim, and in such a case, the zebach is kosher, and the exception to the rule is going to be chatos and pesach. So that's what we have here at the beginning of Halacha Aleph. Then the Rambam goes on to speak about a different topic, and that is what's called bitos. Let's say Yadashini Hashem bitos. He didn't deliberately change the shame, but he was unaware at that particular moment of what the carbon was, and there it's kosher, even in the case of Chatos and Pesach, but that's not our subject for today. Okay. Now we want to look at a sugya in Zvachim on Daf Gimel. Because until now we've been talking about Shalol Lishma in a case where he was Mashana the Shem Karban.
Let me just get the Zvachim. Have the text in front of me.
Okay. So we'll just take a minute's break here for a second to get the Gemara Zvachim out. And so this is going to be the case of L'shem Chulin. Okay. So this is a long, long sugya. We only need one point in this sugya that we want to emphasize. And that's the case of Chatos Shenishchetol L'shem Chulin. So that's in the middle of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The sugya continues to the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. What we need is about, let's say, 12 lines up from the bottom, 15 lines up from the bottom of the page. Om Rav Yehuda Om Rav Chata Sheshachta L'shem Ola Psula. Okay, because we said that if you are Meshana the Shem in the case of Chatas, then the carbon is possible. So we spoke about a case of L'shem Shlomim. Now Rav Yehuda Omer Rav adds the case of L'shem Ola. But Shachta L'shem Chulin K'shera. Now this is fascinating because he absent is the Kavana L'shem Chatas. But yet, he didn't have a Kavana for another Karbon, but rather he had a Kavana for Chulin. So the Gemara establishes Alma, what we see, the principle that underlies this distinction between L'shem Ola and L'shem Chulin is Mina Machriv Ba, Delo Mina Lo Machriv Ba. We have a principle that if you're dealing with Kodshim and you Mashad Hashem from one Kodshim to the other, that's called Mina. Mina means it belongs to the same set. Then it's Machriv Ba, it invalidates the Avodah Sashkita. However, if it's Lav Mina, you know, he stretches his arm out to a whole different world, you know, he's talking about L'shem Chulin, which has nothing to do with Kodshim, Lo Machriv Ba. And this is a principle that applies in many different areas in Shas. The Gemara, if you take a look on Gimel Amid Beis, derives this from a pasuk, from the Alfusa. And this you'll see about 8 lines down from the top, My Time of the Rav. And he quotes a pasuk in Vayikra Chav Beis. It says, "V'lo yichalu es kodshi b'nei Yisrael esa sheyorimu l'Hashem." And the Gemara darshins the following: "Esa sheyorimu l'Hashem is kodshi mechalim kodshim v'ein chulin mechalim kodshim. That a machshav of chulin is not mechal kodshim." And that's because the juxtaposition, the ratio of the Sefer, this pasuk, Lo yichalu es kodshei b'nei Yisrael, and then it says, Eis asher yorimu l'Hashem. So the Lo yichalu, what's considered chilul, in which you invalidate the karbon, that's if it's asher yorimu l'Hashem, if it's kodshim. So you have the ruach machshava within the world of kodshim. But if it's chulin, that's not machal kodshim. So that's what we have here on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So let's just summarize. What we have explicitly is that in both Chatos and Pesach, as exceptions to the general rule, if there was a Shinui Hashem from one Kodesh to another, like for example, instead of having a L'shem Ola, he had a instead of having L'shem Chatos, he had L'shem Shlomim. Or instead of having L'shem Pesach, he had L'shem Shlomim. The covenant is possible. And that's the exception to the rule formulated at the beginning of Zvach, and called Zvach Shenishmu Shalom L'shma K'shem. However, in the case of Chatos, if the Shinui was not to a different Shem Kodesh, like Shlomim or Ola, but rather L'shem Chulin, that doesn't pass the curb. What happens in Korban Pesach? So let's take a look at the Rambam again in Hilchas Psula Mikdosh Perek Tezvav. And now what we want to do is we want to compare Halacha Dalet to Halacha Yud Aleph. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes, Chatos Sheshachto L'Shem Zevach Acher could go Sheshach L'Shem Ol L'Shem Osh L'Shem Shlomim Psula, right? Because that's the exception to the rule which the Rambam already established in Halacha Aleph. Avol in shachtel shem chulin harei zuk sheira. Now fast forward to halacha yud aleph haPesach she shachtel b'machshev shini Hashem bein she shino shmo l'shem zevach acher bein she shino l'shem chulin possible. Here's where Pesach sets itself up in a unique category. We never found anywhere in Kodshim that a machshava l'shem chulin passes, but in Pesach it passes. And the Rambam quotes a special limud for this: shenemar v'yamartem zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. And this is all again Pesach bizman. Okay, then. So that's what we have here. Now, what's next on the Maramah Comus list? I seem to have temporarily misplaced my page, of course.
The Or Sameach is next.
Oh, the Or Sameach is next. Okay. Now, it's very interesting. Before we get to the Or Sameach, I just want to point out something. We've been looking at Perek Tesvav Halacha Aleph, Halacha Dalet, and Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's go back for a second to Halacha Gimel. It's a long halacha, but what's relevant to us is towards the bottom. And the Rambam writes, Nemar b'Pesach v'yasisa Pesach v'Hashem Elokecha she'tiyeh kol asiyosu l'shem Pesach v'nemar v'yamartem zeme Pesach l'Hashem she'tiyeh zvichoso l'shem Pesach. So the Rambam clearly, and this is like a harbinger, an introduction to what we saw in the Rambam Halacha Yud Aleph. Here at the end of Halacha Gimel, the Rambam clearly stipulates that with regard to Pesach, we need asiyosu l'shem Pesach. And it's got to be Asiyosu L'Shem Pesach. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk here. V'amartim Zevach Pesach U'Lashem. Basically, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph is repeating what he said already in Halacha Gimel, quoting the same Pasuk, V'amartim Zevach Pesach L'Shem, U'Lashem. But the Rambam is just fleshing it out, so to speak, in a more explicit way, telling us in Halacha Yud Aleph that if he had a Shechita L'Shem Chulin, then the Zevach Pesach is possible, because everything has got to be L'Hashem. And this is fascinating, because in a sense what the Rambam feels compelled to do is to explain why Pesach is not the same as Chatos. We've established already that Chatos and Pesach go together, they're different than all other Karbanos, so we need Lishma. But yet, in Pesach, we're saying that L'Shem Chulin is possible, whereas in Chatos, where we need L'Shma, L'Shem Chulin was not possible. So the Rambam says that no, there's a separate halacha in Pesach that we need lishma, meaning kol asiyaso l'shem Pesach. And the funny thing is that we always said that in shalol lishma, in the case of chulin, that's already lav mina, and if it's lav mina, eino machriv ba. Correct. Apparently, what we're going to have to conclude that in the case of Karban Pesach, even l'shem chulin is considered mina. Otherwise, we're going to undermine the whole principle of lav mina eino machriv ba. So it must be that chulin is considered mina. And why is that so? I mean, obviously, Pesach is a karban like any other karban. So minolei, how does the Rambam know that l'shem chulin is pasul? And again, the Rambam does quote a pasuk of asiyosol Hashem, and you need l'shma, but even in chatos you need l'shma, and yet l'shem chulin was not a psul. It's not a machsheves kodshim, it's a machsheves chulin, and it's lav mina. So this is what the Or Sameach wants to establish, which you'll see on the flip side of your page. Why is Karban Pesach different? What makes it unique? So he says that with regard to Karbanos, is Rochel Kayachas ben Karbanos l'chulin. That's on line 4. The relationship between Kodshim and Chulin is very distant, one from the other. In Chulin, the Shechita is l'shem achila bilvad, lahata midei nevela midei eirim menachai. But in Kodshim, the purpose of the Shechita is to set up the avodas hakarbon, meaning to be makabel l'dam and then do the zrikas hadam. And therefore, once again, the basic principle is that the relationship between Kodshim and Chulin is a very distant one. The whole purpose of Shechita, in the case of Chulin, is fundamentally different than that of Kodshim. And that's why a machshava l'shem Chulin doesn't pasul in Kodshim, not even in Chatos where we need Lishma. Because if it's for a different kind of kodshim, then it's considered karov, he says. It's a similar kind of lishma. And there's a relationship between one lishma and the other lishma. When you need lishma, it passes, and that's going to be the case of chatas. He calls it lachein mafsid is tzuras hakarvon. Aval lo machshev es chulin. The rochel kayachas shechita. You know, you talk about a whole different thing. It's like, imagine if a person would have in mind when he shechts kodshim that it's l'shem his baba. You know, well, who cares about his baba? You know, we like his baba. She's a very nice old Jewish woman. But what does that have to do with her? So shechitas chulin has no relationship whatsoever, no place within the realm of shechitas kodshim. Because Shechitas Chulin is Lahatir Achila, whereas Shechitas Kodshim is Litzor Kavoa. Okay, fine. Then he says the following. Avol Pesach, I think I underlined. Did you have it underlined? Yeah. Shekenhu, in other words, in Pesach, we're going to tell us that although it's true that there's definitely Litzor Kavoa here, but Nishtana mikol karbonos. Here the Shechita takes on a whole different personality, a whole different character. Shebetor, in contrast to all other kodshim. And here's the punchline of the Or Sameach. Sheikro eino el lachila. In other words, the whole purpose of this karbon, essentially, is not that it should be nikrav al gavi mizbeach, that's not really the ikar, but rather it's the achila. Right? The whole purpose of the shechita, therefore, is related to achila. In that sense, it's very similar to what kind of shechita?
Shmo.
Tachul. Shelo ba b'tchiloso ela la'achila. And he proves it from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis, which I think I also mentioned in the Mar Makomos here on number Ches on the bottom of page 1. And there the Mishnah speaks about HaPesach Shebo B'tumah is Eino Nechal, meaning that you don't do the Zrika of the Dam. Well, let's take a, even though it's, I'm a little bit out of Seder, but it doesn't matter, let's take a look at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. And the Mishnah says, and the say to the Mishnah, Pesach Shebo B'tumah Nechal B'tumah. Oh, so this is a case of what's called Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. If the Tzibur itself is Tomei, that's called a Pesach Shebo B'tumah, and it's Nechal B'tumah. That's not true in other Kodshim. In other Kodshim, we have a whole list here of at the say the ratio of the Mishnah Omer Shteil Lechem Lechaponim Zimchei Shamit Tzibur Siri Rosh Chodesh. All these are bar mitumah if the tzibur is tomei, based on the principle of tumah hilchah mitzibur, but einam nechalim mitumah. So we're not going to eat the basa. There will be a zrikas adam, etc., etc., but there's no achilas habasa. In the case of Pesach, there has to be achilas habasa. Why? So the Mishnah says, "Shlo ba b'tchiloso el lachilo." If you take a look at Rashi, he embellishes a little bit. Rashi says, "Kishen itztave." It's about 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom of the page. Kishen itztave ikar Pesach lachilo itztave. The main thrust and goal of Korban Pesach is not like other kodshim, where you know you can leave out the achila. In the case of Korban Pesach, you can't leave out the achila because the whole purpose of Nikar Pesach is for what? Is lachila nitzav. Dechsiv lefi achlo. Yachusu al aser. The pasuk says lefi achlo. So again, let's go over the chiddush of the Or Sameach. We had a question here. The Mishnah equates chatos and Pesach as two karbonos that are exceptions to the rule of kol hazvachim nishmu shalol lishma ksherim, here shalol lishma pasuls, and yet we saw clearly that in the case of a karbon chatos, if it was shechted l'shem chulin, it's kosher. Why? Because chulin is a whole different world. It's eno mina v'eno machruv bo. But then we saw that the Rambam quotes a pasuk, and he quotes this twice in Alocha Gimel, and then again in Alocha Yud Aleph, Yomartim Zeva Pesel Hashem, that with regard to Korban Pesach, a machshav l'shem chulin passels the karma. Why is I called it manishtana? Why is Pesach different than all other than a chatos? Chatos we said lav mina in a machmir, but therefore the shchitul l'shem chulin doesn't passel it. Says the Or Sameach, the answer is because with regard, well, why is Shechita L'Shem Chulin so irrelevant, you know, it's so far removed, such that it's not called a Shinui? It's because that Shechita is done L'Hatir S'Achila, whereas Shechita of Kodshim is done L'Tzor Kavah, for the sake of the Karbon. Mashenkin, in the case of Karbon Pesach, that's not called Lav Mina, that's called Mina. Why? Because in the case of Karbon Pesach, the din is that the shechita is guided. No, that's not the word I want. Is geared. Oh, that's a good better word. Is geared for the sake of achilas haPesach. That's the ikar haPesach. As Rashi quotes here on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis to say that you can't shecht the karbon Pesach b'tumah without eating the basa. The whole purpose of the shechita is for the sake kishen itztave ikar haPesach achilah itztave k'siv lefi achlo. So in that sense, the shechita of a Korban Pesach is radically different, fundamentally different than any other shechita of any Korban. And the purpose of the shechita of the Korban Pesach is to set up the achila, because that's the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. In that sense, it's identical to shechitas chulin. And it's interesting that when we said that l'shem chulin passels in the case of Korban Pesach, that's only shechita l'shem chulin. if any of the other avodos were done l'shem chulin, for example, kabbalah sadam or zrika sadam l'shem chulin, it doesn't possibly, because again, those avodos are being done b'taras kodshim, not b'taras achila, similar to chulin. So therefore, the principle of lav mina eino makriv will apply to kabbalah sadam and zrika sadam if it was l'shem chulin. And in that sense, the Korban Pesach is exactly identical with chatos. Just in the case of chatos, not only if the kabbalah, the zrika was l'shem chulin, it's kosher, but even if the shechita was l'shem chulin, it's kosher. In the case of Pesach, if the shechita was l'shem chulin, then it's possible because the whole purpose of the shechita is to be matir the basal achila, and that makes the shechita of Korban Pesach identical with the shechita of chulin, and then it becomes mina makriv ba. That's the summary, if you will, of the presentation of the Or Sameach. And now if you take a look on page 3 of the Maor Makomos, we'll take a look at a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. Now the Mishnah on Ayin Ches Amid Beis is very similar to the Mishnah that we saw on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis, with one major difference. It wasn't that the entire tzibur became Tomei, but an individual became Tomei. So we'll call him Reuven. Reuven is the Bala Karbon. And in this case of a Pesach, it became Tomei. So the Mishnah says in this case that there's no Zrika Sadam. Nitma Basar, even though the Chelev is Kayim, and the Chelev is what we call the Haktar Saimurim Al Gabi Mizbeach. So it would make sense that in this case of Nitma Basar, we would have a Zrika Sadam, not to be Matir the Basar Lachila, that we can't do. Because again, it's not a case of Tumah Hutra Mitzibur. But at least for the sake of Haktaras Haimurim. And that's in fact what we do in general, in all Karbonos, if Nidma Basar, and there's no possibility of Achila, we'll do the Zrika Sadam, to be Matin Emurim, Faktor Al Gabi Mizbeach. But here, the Mishnah says in Korban Pesach, Eino Zorika Sadam, Nidma Achilim, and there's no possibility of Haktaras Haimurim. But the basar kaya, meaning the basar is tahar and not tomei, is zorek es adam. And what's the purpose of zorek es adam? To allow him to eat the basar. Why? Because the basar is tahar, it's not tomei. If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Ikar ha-pesach l'achiloso koi. L'achilos odom koi. So what's going to determine whether we do the zorek in the case of nitma ha-pesach? What's going to determine is whether or not he could have the possibility of achila. If the basar itself is tameh and is therefore there's no possibility of achila, then it won't be any zrika sadam. The whole spiel is pointless because the pesach is lachila. If on the other hand nitma hachelev, but the basar itself is tar, then we will be zorik the dam because the ikar avoda is done for the sake of achila. And here there will be an achila so far as the basar is tar. So this is very, very fascinating because we're seeing over and over again this yisod of the Or Sameach, that the whole purpose of the Pesach is in order to be matir the basar, right? In order to be matir the basar, because the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is to eat the basar, yafkos a basar. So in other kodshim, what are we going to say? That even though Nidba Basar, we can be Zorik the Dam, so we can be Mati the Murim Laktorah. Aye, there won't be any Achilas HaKarbon. So what? There won't be any Achilas HaKarbon. The Zrika is not going to be Mati the Basar Achila, but it'll be Mati the Murim Laktorah. But in the case of Korban Pesach, if you can't be Mati the Basar Achila, then the whole Zrika Sadam is pointless because Ikra Pesach Achilas Adam Ka'asi Ad Kan Lashon Rash. Now this all relates, or shall I say, leads up to a sugya called Ben Pkua, which is a famous sugya in many places, but in Chulin Daf Ayin Dalid, the Gemara discusses the status of a Ben Pkua as far as Karbanos are concerned. So a Ben Pkua doesn't need Shechita. Why? Because the shechitas ha'em v'hani labas, meaning that when you shechted the animal, the cow was pregnant, that shechita is chal not only vis-a-vis the mother animal, but also vis-a-vis the child. So when the child is born, that's called a ben pkua, it no longer needs shechita. And you keep in mind that the process of labor is not going to be a normal process of labor. You're going to have to do some sort of to extract the fetus in order for it to live, because you shechted the mother. Now the fetus is going to live, and that's called a ben pkua. It's kind of like a cesarean birth, if you know what I mean. However, even though a ben pkua is kosher with regard to all karbanos, the exception to the rule, you guessed it, is Karban Pesach. In Karban Pesach, we have an exception to the rule. And a ben pkua is possible Karban Pesach. That's what comes out from the Sugin Chul, and Rashi explains, because what happens is that this ben pkua has a din of Yotzei Dofen. So in other words, Rashi, again, what I said to you before was Tosfos, but Rashi learns this is a din, a general din in all karbanos, that a Yotzei Dofen has a status of a Balmum or whatever it is. But Tosfos argues, Tosfos says we only find the psul of ben pkua in Karban Pesach. We don't find it in any other karban. Why? Says Tosfos that it's very paradoxical. In all karbanos, a ben pkua is fine, even though the shechita is not a regular shechita, because it's already considered shachut. But so what? So you go ahead and you do a shechita for the purpose of the avodas hakarban. However, Pesach is different, because Pesach needs shechita. It's not enough to say, well, it's as if, you know, Alpidin, I shechted it. It doesn't need shechita. You need an actual shechita. That's what Tosfos says. So the Achronim asked the following question. You'll see that the Toras Chaim is one of the great outstanding commentaries on Chulin. I think you'll remember that when we learned Chulin, we used the Toras Chaim all the time. So he writes, I don't understand what Tosfos is talking about. Tosfos says that in a ben pkua you don't need shechita, so you can end up with a Karban Pesach if it's a ben pkua without shechita. He says, why? Go ahead and shecht it. If you need a shechita, do the shechita. And just like in other karbanos, other than Karban Pesach, we'll go ahead and we'll do the shechita on a ben pkua, and that's part of the avodas hakarban. Why can't we do the same thing in the case of a Karban Pesach? But the answer is that in Karban Pesach, what kind of shechita is necessary? Only a shechita which sets up the achila. Right? That's what we've been saying over and over again, that the shechita of a Karban Pesach is to set up achila. That's why if nitma habasar, then there won't be any shechita, because it doesn't set up the achila. Or, for example, we say...
Okay, so, since it doesn't require shechita...
If you go ahead and shecht it, although that shechita might be good as an avodas hakarban, but the primary purpose of shechita in Karban Pesach is to mat to the basal achila. This shechita is totally meaningless. It's totally superfluous with regard to being mat to the basal achila. And only a shechita which is mat to the achila is a shechita as Karban Pesach. So again, let's just review what we know so far. We started off with the case of L'shem Chulin, and we said that in Karban Pesach, there's a chumrah, a stringency that we don't find in any other karban, not even in a Karban Chatas, which needs L'shma, and that is if you shecht in the Karban Pesach L'shem Chulin, it's possible. Why is it possible? Says the Or Sameach, because the whole purpose of the shechit in the case of Karban Pesach is like the shechit of Chulin, which means to be matir basar. So that becomes min b'mino, it's not eino mino. In other words, we can create a close relationship between Shechitas HaPesach and Shechitas Chulin, to the extent to which a Machshava L'Shem Chulin passes the karma. That was number one. Point number two is that in a case of Tumah Hucha B'Tzibur, which applies to all karbanos, the din is that although we'll go ahead and do the Avodas HaKarban, and the Mishnah lists five different categories of karbanos, like Omer, Shteil Lechem, Lechem Aponim, Shal Mitzim, Shal Atzer, etc., etc. We will go through the motions as far as Kachim are concerned, but we're not going to eat the Basar, because the Basar is Tameh. And that means that it's bar betumah, but ain't onechal betumah. In the case of Korban Pesach, the din is that not only is it bar betumah, but it's nechal betumah. Why is that so? So Rashi explains, she'ikra l'achila ba. The whole mitzvah that we were commanded of Pesach is for the sake of achila. And therefore, if you're telling me that even if it's tameh, right? Even if the tzibur of Klal Yisrael are tmeim, nevertheless, there's a heter to bring the korban tzibur, in this case the korban Pesach, that's for the purpose of achila. So it's impossible to say that we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of korban Pesach in the case of tumah hutra mitzibur and not eat the basar. The whole purpose of the mitzvah is to eat the basar. If one individual is tameh and it's not tumah hutra mitzibur, then the question is whether it's Zrikas Adam or not. The Mishnah establishes there won't be Zrikas Adam, even though the Chelev, the Emurim, are Tahorim, and you can be Matir, the Emurim Laktora, and be Mekayim the Mitzvah Torah, say Emurim through this Zrikas Adam. But in the case of Korban Pesach, that's not what we're going to do. So all Korbanos, if let's say the Bala Korban becomes Tomei, and therefore he's excluded from Achila, nevertheless we'll go ahead with the Zrikas Adam and all to be Makai the Korban and be Mata the Emurim L'Shem, the Emurim L'Shem Akhtara. But in the case of Korban Pesach, we're not going to go ahead with the Shechita. Why? Because since Nitma Abasa, there's no possibility of Achila. And Rashi says again, Ikar Pesach Achila Sa'adam Ka'asi. And finally we saw that in the case of Ben Pekua, the carbon is possible in Pesach. Why? Because the whole purpose of the Shechita in Korban Pesach is to be Matir Basal Achila. And in the case of Ben Pekua, you cannot define that Shechita as a Shechita Lahatir Sabasar Bachila. So Ben Pekua is kosher to all other Korbanos, but not in the case of Korban Pesach. So on both sides, what we really see over here is that Shechita plays a very unique role in the case of Korban Pesach. And to demonstrate that, illustrate that, we'll see that the Rambam consistently, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and also in the Minyan HaMitzvahs before each set of Halachas, when he talks about all Korbanos, he calls it Mitzvah LaHakriv as HaKorban, Mitzvah Lasos as HaKorban. The only exception is the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, in Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, there the Rambam says, Mitzvah say Lishchot es HaPesach. So he emphasizes the Shechita. And the reason for that is because Shechita plays such a unique role with regard to Korban Pesach. It's very interesting that even in the Lashon HaMikra, when the Torah and Parshas Bo commands us in the midst of Korban Pesach, it says, V'shachtu oso kol ka'al Yisrael. And it says, Mishchu kulachem v'shachtu es ha-pesach. In all other korbanos, it says, v'kravtem o v'asisem. But here, with regard to Korban Pesach, the Torah always emphasizes the Shechita. Shechita is a unique halacha, and plays a unique role in Korban Pesach. So now, if you have page 3, we're going to look at number Yud Gimel on the bottom of page 3. We mentioned the other day, and it bears repetition in this context, that there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, which the Rambam counts, he enumerates in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Seh Peites. And there the Rambam has a kind of, if you will, a general mitzvah, and nevertheless, in Korban Pesach, the Rambam Mitzvah Saseh Nun Vav has a separate counting for the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. So let's just see, I have the Sefer Mitzvahs here on the desk. So just give me a minute to open this.
No, let me find it.
No, I'll give it to you.
The small copy, isn't it?
Oh.
Okay.
Where is it? Mitzvah Seh Nun Vav. It should be here on the desk somewhere.
I'm sure it's there.
I just don't know where I put it. So the Rambam has a separate listing for the Mitzvah Seh of Achilas Korban Pesach, even though he has another listing in Peites for Achilas Kodshim. So here we want to mention that first of all, when the Rambam codifies the Mitzvah Seh of Achilas Kodshim in Peites, as we saw in the past, this only applies to Chatos V'Yashim, meaning Kodshim. And there there's a pasuk that says V'Ochlu Osam Asher Kupar Bahem, which means that the Achila of the Kohen in those two cases of Kodshei Kodshim generates the Kapara, and therefore that's counted as a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. However, the Achila of other Kodshim, let's say Kodshim Kalim, and certainly how much more so the Achila of the Bailim, forget about the Kohen right now, is not counted in the Minyan Taryag as a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. So we mentioned that the Beis HaLevi says the following. When we talk about the Mitzvah Achila and Kodshim, we have to break that down into two categories. The first category is a Mitzvah Achila. Just like we have in Matzah, we have a Mitzvah Achila. In Kodshim, there's a Mitzvah of Achila. The Rambam says that applies only when that Achila is a Mechaperes, namely in Kodshei Kodshim in Chatos V'Yoshim. Then you could talk about a Mitzvah Achila in a different context, and that is that the Basar HaKorban Ye'achel should be eaten. So that's the breakthrough of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi wants to suggest that in other Kodshim, like Kodshim Kalim or Shlomim for Bailim, the Achila is a mitzvah nigreres, meaning it's not the original mitzvah of achila, it's not a chovas gavro and a mais achila, but rather it's a din in the carbon that the carbon should be nechal. The exception to that rule is the case of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach on the one hand is kodshim kalim, and on the other hand, and insofar as it's kodshim kalim, it is not going to be counted, included in mitzvah se peites, which is limited to kodshim kodshim, but nevertheless it's counted as a mitzvah unto itself. Why? Because the Torah commands me in a chovas gavra v'mais achila. So if you remember at great length, we spoke in the Beis HaLevi's context about eating less than a shear of a kezias in kodshim. And that would be enough in order to make the korban into a nechal. And we can be mitzaref all the different kohanim and all the people like in Lech Maponim, each one got kapul. We'll put them all together, and the carbon is a nechal. Masha Enkein, in the case of Chatos V'Yosham, insofar as the Rambam classifies that as a Chovas Gavra and a Maisa Achilu, we'll need Kizayitz, because Ein Achilu Pachos Mi Kizayitz. In the case of Korban Pesach, once again, we're going to require Kizayitz, because the Torah says, V'Yochlos HaBosso, you have a Chovas Gavra and a Maisa Achilu. So it comes out like this. We have, let's say, bookends on each end, and then we have everything else in the middle. The bookends are Chatos V'Yosham, which is counted as a mitzvah unto itself, Yachlo Osom Asher Kupa Me'am in Mitzvah Peites. And we have the Korban Pesach, which is likewise a mitzvah achila counted unto itself, and the Chiddush is, even though it's Kodshim Kalim and not Kodshim Kodshim, and this is derived from the Pesach of Yachlo Osom Basom Alayla Zeh. In both of these bookends, will define the mitzvah as a mitzvah sachila sagavra, and therefore the minimum requirement is kezias. Mashen came in the middle between these two polar extremes. We have all the rest of the karbanos, including, let's say, in kodshim kodshim, the achilas habailim. Okay, there's no achilas bailim in kodshim kodshim, but let's say in kodshim kalim, both the achila of the kohen, the achila of the bailim, or in the case of lechem apodim, the achila of the kohen. In all these cases, there will be a mitzvah achila, but it's not counted in taryag because it's not a mitzvah achila per se. It's not really a maisa mitzvah. It's a chovas cheftza, meaning the totzah that the basa should be necha. That was the Beis HaLevi. So if this be the case, it's fascinating that by virtue of the mitzvah achila Karban Pesach, we're elevating Karban Pesach to a special status with its own mitzvah achila. And not only that, if we add that to everything we've been discussing today, the whole purpose of the whole goal of the mitzvah Karban Pesach is to set up that achila, to culminate with the achila. The shechita itself is the shechita to be matir in order to facilitate the achila. And that's why we said before that if the shechita is not going to set up the achila, then there's no point to the shechita. If, for example, it's nitma basar, on an individual basis, he's not allowed to eat the basar, and therefore, we're not going to do the shechita. On the flip side, in the case of Tumot Shabitzibur, where we are going to allow the shechita, then the Rambam is going to say we're also going to allow the achila. Because again, the shechita is a shem achila, and that's why Shalol Lishmav in Karban Pesach includes even Lishem what? Lishem Chulim. Now we want to open up a Gemara Pesachim Adaf Kuf Chaf. And this is a very, very famous machlokes, which everybody knows because of Afikoman. It touches on the whole question of by when, what's the latest time for eating, the Afikoman. Sponge the last sugya in Pesachim. And the Gemara establishes a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachov. Rabbi Lazar ben Azari says, "Ein a Pesach nechal ela ad chatzos." So you're now about 10 lines down on Kuf Chof on the Beis. And even though the Mishnah establishes that a Pesach ach chatzos mitame es hayodayim, according to Chachomim, that's a Pella, because it's not Nosa until the morning, so why is it Acher Chatzos? It has a din of Nosar, and if it's Metami Yadayim, so we'll see about that later. But in any event, the Gemara says, Alma Michatzos Havilei Nosar, Mantana, of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Loz Ben Azariahi. There's no way of reconciling this Mishnah at this point in the Sugya with the Chachamim, because the Chachamim hold that you're allowed to eat the Pesach all the way till the morning. Right? Laila ends with daybreak, with Amud HaShachar. And therefore, since the Karban is Nechal during the entire course of the morning, of the night, excuse me, therefore it's not Nosar at Chatzos, and therefore it would not be Mitam Yisiyah Dayan. But rather, our Mishnah here is authored by Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah, and he holds that Eina Pesach Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos. And therefore, after Chatzos, it becomes Nosar. To Sanya, we learned to the Brice of Yachlus, Abbasa Balaila Zer, Balaz Ben Azariah Omer, Nemar Kan Balaila Zer, Venemar Lahalon, Viavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balaila Zer, Ma Lahalon Ad Chatzos, Afkan Ad Chatzos. So according to Balaz Ben Azariah, the latest time for eating the Karban Pesach is Chatzos Laila. And the Chachamim disagree. They allow you to be mekayim the mitzvah achilas of Pesach during the course of the entire Laila. Now, what happens if you didn't eat the Karban Pesach before Chatzos, according to Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah? So Rashi says in Masechet Brachos on Daf Tes that the basar doesn't become nosar until Amud HaShachar, and this is a pella. You have to be a brisker here with Tzvei Dinim, otherwise you're in deep trouble here. Because on the one hand, according to Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah, Eina Pesach Nechal Elad Chatzos, so the mitzvah terminates with Chatzos, and he derives it from this pasuk V'yachlos Abbas about Laila, and Laila here means Chatzos. On the other hand, Rashi is saying that it's not Nosar until Amud HaShachar. Now, in and of itself, that's a paradox. If you can only eat it until Chatzos, then after Chatzos it becomes Nosar. But above and beyond that, we have a different problem here, which the Achronim talk about, and that is the Mishnah says that the Pesach Achar Chatzos is Mitame Yisiyadayim, which means it has a din of Nosar. So how could Rashi in Masechta Bracha says it's not Nosar until the morning, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So we have to differentiate between Nosar de Oraisa and Nosar de Rabbana. In the case of Korban Pesach, according to Rashi, Shita, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it doesn't become Nosar until the morning. However, the Rabbanan said it's Metame Yasiyadayim. That's already a din derabbanon. We have a principle called Heimamru veHeimamru. You know, they created the din of Nosa derabbanon, and they'll tell you when Nosa derabbanon applies. And they established that Nosa derabbanon is going to apply after Chatzos. So it's very interesting. The Tosefta at the end of the fifth parak of Psachim speaks about Machsheves Pigul. Machsheves Pigul means when you zorik the dam to eat it chutz l'zman, right? So what happens in the case of Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if at the time of the zrikas hadam, he had in mind that he'll eat it between chatzos, meaning after chatzos, and amud ha-shachar. And the Tosefta says it's not Pigul. Now why isn't it Pigul? This is already chutz l'zman, because the zman of the Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar, is up to, not beyond, chatzos. So why is it not Pigul? So again, according to Rashi, it's not Nosar until the morning. Is it possible, therefore, that, at least on a Doraisa level, you'd be able to eat the Basar HaPesach, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, after Chatzos, up until the morning? And that's why if you had a Machsheves, Zrika, Almanas Lechol, past Chatzos, it's not a Machsheves Pigul. So this is famous in the name of Chaim, which you'll see here at the bottom of your page 4, that Reb Chaim says that although Pesach has a mitzvah sachila, and we discussed this at great length, it's a separate minyan, a separate mitzvah minyan tarjag, a separate mitzvah achila, chovas gara achila, and that's midin mitzvahs Pesach, but it also has a din of a karma. We'll try to demonstrate this, but there's also a lurking in the shadows, a little bit below the surface. This Korban Pesach has the status of a karban. It's a karban shlamin, basically. Now, if he eats the karban after chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he's not mekayem the mitzvah chila of Korban Pesach, because that terminates balayla zeh with chatzos. But he can be mekayem the mitzvah of karban. So that when Rashi says that there's no Nosar on a Doraisa level until the morning, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what Rashi has in mind is that Nosar is generated by the termination of Achila. But in the case of Korban Pesach, since it has a dual identity, and it has one identity as a Karban, therefore the din of Karban is that he can continue eating it until the morning. And therefore it's not Nosar. And that's what Rashi means when he says it's not Nosar according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And there's no Pigul if he has Machshava Chutz. That's all Vitar's karma. But if you'll ask me, when I look at this entity called the Korban Pesach, and I want to be Makayim the mitzvah of Achila, that's already a different din. That's the status of a Korban Pesach vis-a-vis Achila. And it's a separate mitzvah that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have to eat the Pesach until Chatzos. So I was wondering what would be as far as Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, because the mitzvah Sipur Yitzrayim is Bavur Zeh B'Shosh Yesh Pesach Matzu Mor Munochim Lefanech. Because V'Amartem Zeh V'Pesach Lashem, that's the famous Joshua here in this parak in Psochim of Rabbi Gamliel, which we incorporate into the Agon. So what would be, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as far as Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim after Chatzos? On the one hand, there's no mitzvah according to Blazman and Zariah of Achilas at Pesach after Chatzos, but Reb Chaim says there would be a mitzvah Achilas b'toras kodshim. Does it still have a shame Pesach as far as Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim? So I don't have a Haggadah here in front of me this second, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, that paragraph about the five Chachamim, the five Tanoim that were Mesuvim in Bnei Brak, I think Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is one of the five.
I think so.
And the question is, it says how you oskim blah blah blah, but call a lila she give talmidim and give a smile to create special shachar. Why was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah there? If there was, it's no longer Pesach, because you have to eat it by Chatzos. There's no longer Bavur there. So how can you be Makai the Mississippi and Tis Mitzrayim? So maybe the answer is that since the Basar is still Nechal, the Torah's Kodshim, that itself links me back to the Shem Pesach. I don't know, that's just a thought that occurred to my mind. But where do we see that in Korban Pesach there's this dual personality? That what lurks under the surface, so to speak, in the shadows, is the Shem Shlomim, as we said, such that you can eat it even after Chatzos. So that's a Tosefta at the end of the sixth parak of Zvachim, which would be on page 5 that you don't have. I don't think. What?
I don't have 5.
Yeah, you know, the reason you don't have 5 is because I didn't write 5. I ran out of time. But had I written 5, I would start with the Tosefta in the sixth parak of Zvachim. And there's something called Mosar HaPesach. It's also Sugim Psochim Adafayin Aleph.
And in Zvachim.
Right. So Mosar HaPesach has a din of Karev Shlomim that we know from the Sugim Psochim and also in Zvachim. But what we don't know is that that applies even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Which means the following, that up until Chatzos, you have the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. After Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it has a din of Mosar HaPesach. And you're allowed to eat it for the balance of the night. And why is that? Because now Pesach becomes Shlomim. And Mosar HaPesach is called Shlomim. Which is Shlom is Nechal Yom Uvulai Liachrov. So therefore, he can eat the Korban Pesach in Torah Shlom. So again, we have two scenarios in which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would agree that the Pesach is Nechal Liachar Chatzos. Right? One is Midin Kodshim, and the other is B'Torah Mosar HaPesach. And it's really one in the same. So Meir Simcha says the following, that, and this is very much similar to Reb Chaim, maybe even beyond Reb Chaim, he says in Perek Vav Milchus Chametz Umatzah that even according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, if the Pesach wasn't eaten before Chatzos, he still has an obligation to eat the Pesach b'toras mitzvos achilas kodshim, which is really fascinating, because we saw in the Gemara Psachim that after Chatzos it's mitamei asiyadayim, which means as a din of nosa. Now you're telling me I have a mitzvah to eat it b'toras kodshim. So again, we're going to have to say that this din of nosa is a separate din, and it's only drabanan and so forth and so on. Now, Reb Chaim has another chiddush here, Zvachim Peites, regarding the gidim of a Korban Pesach. The gidim, the sinews of a Korban Pesach, that eventually they get very hard, and there's no kiyum of mitzvah achilas haPesach. It's not called basar. V'yachlus haBasar v'alayles and basar afuke gidim. So Reb Chaim says, if you read the Rambam carefully about gidim in Korban Pesach, the Rambam seems to assume that there is a mitzvah to eat the gidim of a Korban Pesach. Why? Says Reb Chaim, that's b'toras kodshim. Because as we said before, Pesach has a dual personality. As far as the Torah's Pesach is concerned, the Torah says V'yachlos haBasar, and Basar comes to exclude these Gidim. But as far as Kodshim are concerned, in general, we never found that Gidim were excluded from the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. So here's another din in which Korban Pesach has an overlap of two different statusai, if there's such a word. Though there's the status of as a Pesach, where Gidin is not called Basa, and the status as Kodshim in general, where there's a mitzvah of Achilas HaGidin. Now, the other day we discussed the halach in Pesach of Nechal al Asova. And the Kesef Mishnah says, why is it that the Mechilta says that the Pesach is Nechal Asova? Isn't that a din in all Korbanos? Lemashcha. But the answer is, as we discussed at great length, the din of Lamashka is only in a Matnas Kahuna. And there's no din, therefore, of Alasova and Kodshim in general. Why is there a separate din of Alasova in Achilas HaPesach? After all, Achilas HaPesach is not Matnas Kahuna. But the answer is, there's a unique mitzvah here of mitzvah Achilas HaPesach, and there's a din of Alasova to enhance that kiyum of Achilas HaPesach. So again, if it was B'Torah's Kodshim, in general, Ein Achinami, there would be no din of Alasova. We saw also the Chagiga, the Rambam says, is not eaten Alasova. Because the din of Alasova, L'moshcha, is limited to Matnas Kahuna. But if we're talking about a separate, unique mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, here, there's Halacha of Alasova. It's interesting that the Or Sameach that I mentioned before, Berek Vav Milchus Chametz of Matzah, when he wants to demonstrate that there are two dinim in a Korban Pesach that has a double status, with a mitzvah chila b'toras kodshim and a mitzvah chila b'toras Pesach, he quotes a Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Tzadi Vav. This is a famous sugya, Pesach Mitzrayim. And with regard to Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Aktorah, there was no Zrikas Hadam, there was simply a mitzvah of Shechita and Achila. So the Asamech says, what does that mean? How can you have a mitzvah of Shechita and Achila in Korban Pesach? What about the Avodas HaKorban? What about the Zrikas Adam, the Lochas Adam, and so forth and so on? Says the Asamech that what's unique about Pesach Mitzrayim is that the status of the Korban Pesach is such that the Iker Mitzvah is Achila. And therefore, there's no contradiction, or it's not an anomaly, shall we say, if you find a Korban Pesach without Zrikas Adam, without Aktoras Emurim. Because Zrikas Adam and Aktoras Emurim are Pesach B'Toras Karmon. In the case of Pesach Mitzrayim, it wasn't Pesach B'Toras Karmon, but it was Midin Achilas HaPesach. And the proof is that there's no Aktoras Emurim or Zrikas Adam in the case of Pesach Mitzrayim. So Pesach Mitzrayim breaks all our rules. And it's a separate Seder that you have to set up the Achila of Pesach Mitzrayim. Okay, what I wanted to add, and this, John, you'll appreciate, because we spoke about a Gemara in Zvachim, where there was a blias isur in the chatos. You remember that? So what we didn't get a chance to look at is a kasha of minchas chinuch. Now, I photocopied these pages. Of course, the question is where I put the photocopies. That's always a challenge. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I found. So this is from a sefer called Ishim V'Shitot of Rav Zevin. Okay? And what I want to do is take a look at a different piece also in Rav Zevin, in a different work of his called Hamoadim Balacha. But here what's interesting in this particular piece in Yishiv V'Shitot is the sugya in Baba Basra and in Gittin about Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin. So the Mishnah establishes that if a man owns a Chatzi Eved Ben Chorin, means his shutaf, his partner, was Meshacher his half of the Eved, so then Kofin also, they'll force the owner to deliver a Get Shichur. Why? Because the Eved has no possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah of Piriyah Merivya. Why? Because half of him is an Eved, and an Eved to come on a Bas Yisrael would be a violation of the Isur Kedesha. On the other hand, the other half of him that's obligated in the midst of the period of Arivya, he can't marry a Shifcha. Now, the half that's an Eved could marry a Shifcha, but the half that's Yisrael cannot violate the Isur of marrying a Shifcha, and the half And a Bas Yisrael can't have a relationship with him because they have that's an Eved, and that's the Issa Kedesha. So Tosa asks the following kash. What about Essay Docha Losasa? Why don't we say that the Essay of Piri Verivya should be Docha, the Losa of Lo Yeh Kodesh? You know, the love that comes from the Tzad Abdu Shiva. Now the Shagetz Aryeh, in his famous work, the Turei Evan, adds the following. He says that this case of a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, according to Tosfos Kasha of Esed Ochelos Aser, is parallel, is analogous to the case of Achilas Chatos, in the case of a Chatos Kshera Shebola Michatos Psula, or Shebola Isur. And the Gemara says, Esei Dochalosas, and that he has a mitzvah, Esei Vachilas Kodshim, and in Isur Losas, based on the Chatos Psula, but the Esei will be Dochalotas. As you may remember, yesterday we discussed the Shagasari proves on this basis that the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim applies to the entire Karban, all the Basar, not just the Kezayas. Okay, that was the discussion that we had. But now we want to face the slings and arrows of the Minchas Chinuch. Toma Minchas Chinuch. Eizeh Dimyon Huzeh. How can you possibly compare the case of Chatas Ksheir Shebola, Chatas Psula, to the case of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin? The Chatas, in the case of Chatas, Afal Pi, Sha Esei Hu Al Chaticha Achas. But mikolakom shneim esei vehalav biodom echad hem. In other words, the same person who eats this basar is both obligated in the mitzvah of achilas kodshim and he's enjoined from the avera of chatas psula. So there's only one person. So if one person can only fulfill his mitzvah by violating a losas, then we can apply the principle of esei docha losas, aval kan. But that's not analogous to this case. Hare esei al gavra shal chatzi ben chorin, val lotas al gavra shal chatzi evet. We have two different gavras here. We have a personality, the status of a ben chorin. We have the status of an evet. So how are you going to apply Esei Docha Losas? Now, the Eved is not chayiv in the Esei, so that person cannot be Docha the Losas. And on the other hand, the Chatzi Ben Chorin, who has the Esei, and what is he going to be Docha? He's going to be Docha the Avera of a Bas Yisrael having a relationship with an Eved. That doesn't make any bit of sense, because my essay can't be docha your losasa. In other words, the woman, the Bas Yisrael, is having a relationship with both. I mean, you can't split the person.
One in person with two halves.
Right, two halves. But it's, or you should say, I would say like this, two persons with one body. Two persons sharing one body. So to the extent that this body is an Eved, she can't have a relationship with the Eved. But you're going to tell me about Esei Dochalosa, but the Esei is not on that person, namely the Eved Shabbos, but rather on the Ben Chorin Shabbos. So the Minchas Chinuch argues that's not at all analogous to the case of Basar Kodshim. So here's where Reb Chaim has this very famous Chiddush, that in truth, the Eved as a Gavra is also Chayv and Pirvi Rivya. The problem is that he cannot have Yuchsin because the child of an Eved is not Miyuchas to his father. Alright, we're not going to go into that now. But now I wanted to end the Shir with a piece from HaMoedim Balacha. So this I unfortunately didn't get a chance to photocopy, but it's very simple. It's really a repetition or a summary of what we discussed earlier.
By the way, there's a new edition of HaMoedim Balacha, just published.
And what, it has editions? Or?
It has two volumes to it, and notes on the side to try to organize things. So.
Oh, I see, to make it easy to find things.
Yeah.
Very nice, yes, very nice. Nice. So that would be a nice Bar Mitzvah present.
Very nice, yes.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Because this book is like candy to me, but yes. You're right, it can be improved upon. Yes. Even the printing is not so great. But then anyway, in the old printing is on page Reish Chaf Hei, if you want to make a note of it. And he starts by quoting the sugya at the end of a set of Pesachim, which also appears in Brachos Taftes, the machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds Eina Pesach Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos, and the Chachamim hold it's Ad Shiyale Amud Hashachar. Okay, fine. He goes on to discuss the connection between that machlokas and the issue about when we should be eating our afikom, which is a replacement for the carbon, for the carbon Pesach. Okay. Now he says the following: Bechugei yeshivot, Ravachat Shmuah b'shem Reb Chaim Salavetchik Zal, Dafilu laasover, meaning Reb Loz ben Azariah, Shah Pesach zmano ad chatzos. Mikolakom ain't the din b'cheftzah shel hakorban, el din b'mitzvah achilas haPesach. U'kishem sheish dinim acherim yuchadim l'achilas Pesach. That Pesach emerges as a separate entity. It's not a regular hekdesh. It's not a regular kodshim. And for example, he has to eat it tzli, and we say it ala sova. Is kach yesh din shel zman achila? Does this halacha that Reb Loz ben Azariah requires ad chatzos? That's only vis-a-vis the din miyuchad of mitzvah achila. But as far as the cheftzah shel karban is concerned, that's an example of universal karban. Nafkamina de nosa lo yosei ad amud hashachar. They would only become nosar with amud hashachar. Let's see if he quotes Perek Vav. Yeah, Perek Vav Alocha Aleph. Lozu bilvad she'ena bosanas and no sarad of Buddha Shachar el shmina Torah mutar b'achila kol alayu v'tars Pesach einu nechal elad chatzos. But nevertheless, aval adayin yeshal of din shal stam kodshin. Shenecholim kol alayla. El shalo yotze achar chatzos yidei chobas achilas Pesach. He tells you to look in the Chazon Yecheskel in the Shut Degel Ruvim. He says the following, let me just read it one more time. Adayin, even after Chatzos, din shel stam kodshim and echom kol alayla, even though he's not yotzi his chobas achilas Pesach, but he has a din kodshim. Fine. Then he goes on to other discussions here. So that's what I prepared for today. Let me just see if there's anything else that I wanted to add, and then we'll call it a day and a week. But we had a few shuv on Karban Pesach, which is good.
Sure.
Just want to mention again that on the Mishnah Daf Ayin Vav in Pesachim, we spoke about a Pesach that's ba betuma and it's nechal betuma, and we mentioned the Rashi kishin it's tave ikar Pesach lachilin it's tave detziv lefi ochlo. Now, what does Rashi mean when he says lefi ochlo? And also, if you take a look at the Mishnah says mitchilaso ba lo ba el lachilo. So Rashi holds that mitchilaso is a reference to Pesach Mitzrayim, because Pesach Mitzrayim, as we said before, there was no Seder Karbon with Zrika and Aktara, as opposed to Pesach Ledoros. So therefore the entire Karbon in its very essence was L'shem Achila. But Rashi is saying that there's one element that we derive from Pesach Mitzrayim for all Doros, and that is that Pesach has a din of Karbon, but there's a special ikro lachila hu ba. So again, if we get back to Ben Pekua, since there's no possibility of shechting a ben pekuah with a shechita materis lachila, therefore we don't have a din in Karban Pesach of shechita l'shem achila. In other words, in Dinei HaPesach, you need a shechita materis abosel achila, and that's certainly one of the dinim that we derive from Pesach Mitzrayim, where the entire avoda of the Pesach Mitzrayim was really shechita for the sake of achila. And therefore, the essence of the shechita has to be a shechita materis l'shem achila, and that can only be if there is a need for shechita. But in the case of Ben Pekuah, there's no need for shechita. Okay then? So we'll stop here.